This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 633, Side Hustle Series. I funded our wedding through freelance writing by Leah Manderson with budgetsaresexy.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, and welcome to Optimal Startup Daily. Thanks for joining me today. This is where I read to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship. And if you've got any aspects of entrepreneurship that you'd like to hear us talk about here, or maybe you've come across an author who writes about this stuff that you really like to see featured on the show, you can share those ideas with us by coming to oldpodcast.com. That's the word old, O-L-D, podcast.com. And we always appreciate hearing from our listeners. With that out of the way, let's get right to our post from Leah Manderson as we start optimizing your life. Side Hustle Series. I funded our wedding through freelance writing. By Leah Manderson with budgetsaresexy.com. After basking in the glow of a fairy tale engagement story, my now husband and I had to sit down and get serious about how we were going to pay for our wedding. My immediate thought, being the personal finance nerd that I am, was to have a tiny ceremony for our immediate family. We'd marry under a tree to the sounds of an acoustic guitar. We'd have our reception at a local barbecue joint, and I'd smash a scoop of apple cobbler into my husband's face. The whole PF world would applaud my willingness to rebel from the wedding industry complex. However, I knew in my heart that my husband and I really wanted that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have our friends and family together at one very cool party. We wanted a live band, a filling southern meal, a delicious cake, and beautiful, fresh flowers. I wanted a dress worthy of something slightly nicer than a barbecue joint. When we looked at how much we could budget over the course of our 9-month engagement, we found that we could save around $7,500 if we pushed hard. While that was a great start, we knew that to throw the party we wanted for our 80-person guest list, that we would need a little more. To pick up the slack, I started working as a freelance web copywriter. My husband started selling homemade bacon, but that's another story for another day. How I got started. I've written professionally for my entire marketing career, and have hosted some online passion projects at various points along the way. Through those experiences, I've gotten pretty good at writing for the web and for business. To sell my services, I sent email pitches to women-owned businesses in my area, telling them how I could help them improve their sales. I gave them 3 specific critiques of their websites that they could use right away, even if they didn't hire me. Being that generous helped me establish my credibility and land business within 2 months of getting started. After I had impressed a few clients, I leveraged my newly formed network. At the end of each project, I asked each of my clients to respond to a quick survey about my services and areas I could improve. Then I not so covertly asked them for referrals to other women-owned businesses that could use help in improving their websites and online sales. This was a winning strategy for me. I found that everyone liked helping me get started. My clients also liked knowing that I had a purpose with my business, paying for a wedding. They felt like they were part of the experience with me and took a vested interest in my success. How much I charged. Starting out, I offered my copywriting services on the cheap, around $100 per 500 words. 4 months into business and 6 months into my engagement, I doubled my price. Depending on the month's workload, I earned anywhere in the range of $500 up to $1,500 per month, all while holding down my day job. Pros and cons to freelance writing. The best part about being a freelance writer is that it plays well to my strengths. I love filling blank pages with content that gets my clients more sales, higher conversions, or just a more vibrant presence online. I also adore the business process. I find it tremendously fun to talk to prospects, turn them into clients, learn about their businesses, and find unique marketing angles that work. More practically, I love that I can work whenever and wherever I want. I've been known to hustle in my apartment, in coffee houses, in airports, and even in my car. The cons are obvious to anyone who freelances. First, it's often feast or famine. You never can tell exactly what your pipeline will look like from 1 month to the next. A second downside is the occasional difficult client. It's important to learn how to manage clients of all types, but it's no fun when the client asks for free work or changes their mind a lot, or forgets that you're a human who needs to eat and sleep. Lastly, there are those pesky taxes, which I know Jay Money loathes just as much as I do. How you can freelance too. If you think you'd be a great copywriter, start building your portfolio and network as soon as possible. Pick a niche you like working with and whose businesses have enough money to pay you well, and email people with a short introduction about how you can help. Your email can be something like, "Hi, my name is Bob, and I recently started a copywriting business. If you're interested, I'd be happy to send you 3 suggestions as to how I can improve your website. Thanks, Bob." Or, if you're new and don't have a portfolio, you may want to do a couple of free projects to get experience. In exchange for free projects, request either a testimonial or referral to further your business in a non-monetary way. This was a huge factor in helping me ramp up my business and network quickly. It's a roller coaster of emotions in the beginning. It took me 2 months to get my first client, but so worth the effort when you finally get a yes. How the story wraps up. Over the course of 7 months, I helped 15 women-owned businesses sell more of their services online, which has since paved the way for my business to last long after our wedding was over. I ended up making more than $5,000, which went toward both our wedding and our honeymoon in Antigua. Bash the big wedding, if you will, but I couldn't have been happier to spend that time with my closest family and friends, and working for it made it that much sweeter. You just listened to the post titled "Side Hustle Series, I Funded Our Wedding Through Freelance Writing," by Leah Manderson with BudgetsAreSexy.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Leah. She is a freelance copywriter and self-proclaimed personal finance nerd who believes that earning more money is the most fun and rewarding way to get everything you want, whether that's a great big wedding or an early retirement. And thanks also to Jay Money, who created BudgetsAreSexy.com. We've been fortunate enough to meet him at some conferences in the past, and he is just a great guy, a lot of fun to be around, and has got some great content on that site. And Jay typically writes about personal finance, so you can hear a lot of his content that is being narrated and has been narrated over on Optimal Finance Daily, but occasionally he touches on business and entrepreneurship as well. He started Budgets Are Sexy way back in February of 2008 in order to track his journey of hitting $1 million in net worth. After 11 years of budgeting, saving, learning how to invest, and making a bunch of mistakes along the way, he finally reached his goal, and millions of readers were there to follow along. So come by BudgetsAreSexy.com for a lot more, and you can check out our other podcast that I mentioned, Optimal Finance Daily, for a lot more from the site. But that is going to do it for today. Hope you are having a great one, and that you'll join me again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.